So my devotional this morning is entitled The Faithful Witness, Jesus and the Moon. The U.S. government has trademarked the phrase, if you see something, say something. Did you know that? That's a trademarked phrase of the U.S. government, Department of Homeland Security. So what's that all about? Well, it's about terrorism. To be a witness means not only that you see something happen, but that when you see something, you say something about it. So that's what it is to be a witness. A witness observes and a witness reports. That's an important fact of science as well. When we observe something, we don't keep that a secret. We share it with others. We share our discoveries. I'm going to read Psalm 89 in its entirety, and I want you to listen for the word witness in this psalm. It occurs at one point. I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I said, steadfast love will be built up forever. In the heavens you will establish your faithfulness. You have said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your offspring forever and build your throne for all generations. Let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? Who among the heavenly beings is like the Lord? A God greatly to be feared in the council of the holy ones and awesome above all who are around him. O Lord, God of hosts, who is mighty as you are, O Lord, with your faithfulness all around you? You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. You crushed Rahab like a carcass. You scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and all that is in it, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon joyously praise your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand. High your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are the people who know the festal shout, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who exult in your name all the day, and in your righteousness are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength. By your favor, our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. Of old, you spoke in a vision to your godly one and said, I have granted help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, so that my hand shall be established with him. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him. The wicked shall not humble him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and my steadfast love shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand on the sea and his right hand on the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. And I will make him the firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My steadfast love I will keep for him forever, and my covenant will stand firm for him. I will establish his offspring forever and his throne as the days of the heavens. If his children forsake my law and do not walk according to my rules, if they violate my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. But I will not remove from him my steadfast love or be false to my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant or alter the word that went forth from my lips. Once for all I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His offspring shall endure forever, his throne as long as the sun before me. Like the moon, it shall be established forever, a faithful witness in the skies. The word of the Lord. That's actually not the entire psalm. I'm stopping at verse 37. The psalm ends with four more verses. Lord, where is your steadfast love of old, which by your faithfulness you swore to David? Remember, O Lord, how your servants are mocked and how I bear in my heart the insults of all the many nations with which the enemies mock, O Lord, and with which they mock the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Did anyone see the moon recently? Actually, it's been kind of hard to see the moon because today the moon set, last night the moon set at 6:36 p.m. The sun set at 8:44 p.m. Today the moon rose at 5:34 a.m. And shortly before that, the sun rose at 5:29 a.m. So probably nobody saw the moon this morning. And tonight the sun sets at 8:45 and the moon sets about an hour before that, 7:51. So we won't even see that really, I think, unless you have a really, really good telescope blocking the light of the sun. It's new moon tomorrow, and the full moon is on May the 29th. What is the job of the moon? Well, the moon does many things, but I just want to focus on the fact that the moon reflects the glory of the sun, the source of energy of the whole solar system. So the sun shines forth its light throughout the cosmos. Within the solar system, it is the most powerful influence there is. And the moon at night tells us that the sun is there. If it's nighttime and if the moon is shining, we know the sun is shining. We can't see the sun, but we can see that the sun is shining because the moon bears witness to us that it has received the light of the sun. So the moon is a witness. In this psalm, the moon is described as a faithful witness in the sky. The moon faithfully receives the light of the sun and doesn't just keep it for itself. It shares it with us. So we get to see by the light of the moon, especially on the full moon. So the moon tells us when the sun is there. When it's dark out, we can't see much because the sun isn't shining upon our surroundings, but we know that the sun exists because we see its reflection from the moon. Similarly, we witness God's faithfulness, God's covenant faithfulness to creation, to his people, to us. And we are called to be faithful witnesses of God's faithfulness to us. So witnesses, to be a witness is more than just to observe. Sometimes we might think, well, we witnessed something occurring. That's not good enough because a witness is someone who then also reports to others. We tell others, we proclaim God's faithfulness. Last night at the film panel, Jack Van Dyke spoke about how God has a covenant with creation. And he referred to Jeremiah 33. And this covenant word language came up also in Psalm 89 as I read it here. In our work in science, God's covenant faithfulness to his creation is what allows us to expect there to be patterns of regularity. In fact, that was an impetus of early modern science, to expect that there will be regularities. God's covenant faithfulness to creation allows us to discern those patterns of regularity through repeated and careful study. God's covenant faithfulness to creation allows us to depend upon this faithfulness and this regularity in our development of technology. So the moon is a faithful witness in the heavens, bearing witness to us of the existence and power and glory of the sun. Where else have we heard of the faithful witness? Well, in my tradition, and I have a Dutch Reformed background in case you haven't noticed, one hears it every single Sunday in church at the beginning of the service. And I've actually explained this to a number of people in that context, and they didn't even really realize the connection between Psalm 89, where the moon is the faithful witness, and in Revelation 1, 4 to 5, which is often the beginning of a worship service. And I would like to read Revelation 1, 4 to 5, which can be regarded as a blessing. And so I would like to bless you with a reading of Psalm of Revelation 1, 4 to 5. Grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. So here in this passage, the Son, Jesus Christ, reflects the glory of the Father, the source of all things. He, Jesus Christ, is the faithful witness. In our witnessing, we are not terribly faithful. We don't always do a perfect job of telling others what we see. We see incorrectly. We perceive incorrectly. We have mixed motives. We fail to tell others of the things that we've discovered. We fail to tell others of God's faithfulness to us. We imperfectly share our testimony with others who need to hear of God's grace and God's relationship with us. And so one of the wonderful things about the gospel is that Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, and because we are in him, we are also then faithful witnesses, and our unfaithfulness in witnessing is covered by Jesus' faithfulness in his witnessing of the glory of the Father. Part of that is seen perhaps in how, in terms of the image of God. We are created in God's image. We reflect God to creation. We reflect creation back to God, as Tom Wright describes, and as we've heard several times during this conference. We do that imperfectly, but Jesus Christ is the perfect representation of the Heavenly Father. And because of that, because of him, we can have confidence and hope for the future and motivation for carrying out our scientific practice, our entire life as faithful witnesses to God's covenant faithfulness to us. We're going to sing the doxology shortly after I pray for us at the beginning of this day and near the end of this conference. So let's pray. Father in heaven, we give you thanks for this beautiful day. We give you thanks for the glory of the sun, which shines upon us, which energizes this planet, which allows us to see and experience the many wonders that you have placed into this creation for us to explore, to discover, to unfold, to share with others in our development of scientific understanding and of technological capacities. And we pray that you would help us to be faithful witnesses. And we thank you that despite our unfaithfulness, you have covered us by the faithful witness of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We pray that you would bless our day today in our speaking, our listening, our conversations, our travel. We pray for safe travels for those who are already on the way. And we pray that you would help us in all of our activities of this day to bring honor and glory to you, to faithfully reflect you to creation and reflect creation to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.